Hi guys, welcome to Conversations. It's Mr. Barasha again. We haven't had you here for a while. I haven't had you for a while, and I'm happy to be hosting you again on this, should I say, podcast, on this talk show. I don't know, it's not a talk show, but since I'm talking to myself, it could be one too. So anyhow, guys, I hope you've been well. I haven't been well myself. Sorry for that. I haven't been well myself, and I've been really trying to get back afloat. Not so long ago, I think it's close to 2 weeks now, I lost someone very dear to me. I've lost people dear to me before, but I don't think I've lost someone as dear before. I lost a friend and a cousin. You see, a lot of times you have like a sibling, you have like a girlfriend, you have all these people in your lives, and they have this title. They're your brother, they're your wife, they're your mother, but they're not your friends. I lost someone who was both a cousin and a friend. Made him a brother, definitely. It was those people, you know, in this life, I'll not lie to you guys. I edit my wedding list every now and then. I do not have a time frame to it. It could be after a year, it could be after a week. As long as people come and live my life, I will always make a list. And this is the person who had made it to that list. Like, if I ever got married, if I even ever thought of having a best man or groomsman, these are some of the people I would consider. And now I lost that person. It has been hard. I'd never felt this grief before. And it got me thinking, because I haven't lost anyone in my direct family, like, you know, siblings, parents and what. It got me thinking a lot, like, would I be able to recover? This is part of the recovery. Me talking about it to whoever cares to listen is recovery. Today, I'm not sure I'll even be doing, you know, I'm just going to do one long segment, and that will be the episode. I just really want to talk. Like, I really want to talk. I think I've found my podcast as a safe space for me. I come and I talk. I do not know who listens, honestly, but some people do, and they'll come back and tell me. So I lost someone, and it really weighed in on me, because I do not know how exactly they died. So the thought always lingers in my mind, and apart from them dying, you're really asking yourself, how did they die? How did this person die? This person has been my friend, among the very few people I can talk to when I have a problem. I was like his big brother. He was my friend. I've slowly started to understand what a friend is. There's a lot of tears. I do not know if you can notice that my voice is a bit shaky now. But there was a lot of tears then when I received the news, because, you know, that same weekend we'd planned on meeting, then next thing you know, the man is no more, and you're hearing it from someone else. It can't even be him that tells you, you know what, I'm not going to be around anymore. It has been hard. I have little or no one to talk to about it. And I've really tried not to talk about it. I've tried to move on. But it's hard. It's hard. Hey, guys. You see, we are growing. We're growing. And when you're growing, it comes with a lot of other things: independence, loss, self-sustainability, the fear of the unknown, and man, it's tight. So, around when I lost Paul, I had recently considered leaving my job, and excuse me. So, I'd recently considered leaving my job because things weren't going so well. It wasn't what exactly I'd figured when I was getting into argument with the employers. So I was trying to leave. Now, Paul's death comes at a point where in my life I'm like, you know, trying to, like, this thing is not working out. The people I could talk to about it, and Paul would have been one of those people, because it was really still underway. And Paul is someone I used to not tell everything, but when we had the chance to talk, we talked about all we could. Huh? So now Paul dies, I've left my job, I'm leaving my job, and now I am not going to be at office every day, and that is not going to be there to distract me. I've recently had a friend I can talk to about it. But my friend is also dealing with some things, and sometimes I might not be able to talk about it so well, or this friend of mine does not know how to tell me any better. But there's been a lot of comfort in knowing that this person is there. And when I wanted to go off and, you know, disappear from the face of the earth and deal with it alone, this person convinced me, you know what, Benji, you don't have to do that. Like, I'll be here for you. It would hurt me to know that you're there and I can't even talk to you about these things. Like, I'm here for you. And after dealing with loss, I did not want to attach all this, you know, grief and the sensuality to the neediness. I did not want to be needy because I needed comfort. I did not want to attach this to one person because, again, if I lost them, it was going to be hell for me. But moving on from that, growth. So we're growing, a lot of things are going to change. You're going to lose, you're going to stumble. But guys, get up. Loss is part of everything. I have a friend, he's called Kahika. I just met him recently. We're trying to do a podcast together. And he was telling me he had lost someone he had been working with. Like, he was used to this person. They would go to work every day together. They would chill together. When they had time to, anyway, they would chill together. Like, they would talk to this person, even when they're not together, they would be like online and talk. And this person had died in a car accident and was telling me, I do not know how I'm going to move on from having this person in my life, being there, and this, I could talk to this person. A lot of things, you know. Honestly, guys, there's a lot. We're growing up, and as young adults, there's a lot of fear of the unknown. We do not know where we're going to get jobs. Later on, when we decide, you know, jobs are not the thing and want to do business, we do not know where we're going to get the capital from. You've studied in Uganda all your life and you're a foreigner, and you're telling yourself, I would want to go back home and be with family. But you're telling yourself, I've grown a family here too. Would I leave them? Like, conflicting loyalties, and it's really tough, guys. It's really tough. But what I can tell you, man, live in the now. Like, the power of now teaches us that it is only now. You guys have talked about this forever. Do not dwell on the past. If someone has done something before, like, move on from it. You're not promised. You do not know if you're going to see this person tomorrow. If you are angry at someone, get angry, move away from each other if you have to. Come back. Be like, you know what? I'm sorry. You know, guys, gratitude is a must, irrespective of what people do. God looked at us and is like, these fools have done it all. But what to do? He forgave us, sent his only son who was free of sin. And the man them died for us. And here we are. Guys, gratitude is a must. Love keeps no record of wrong. And I want to tell you that if there is anyone out there that you have grudges against, you have differences, man, be able to move on. Be able to move on, forgive these people. Like, rediscover yourself, unlearn and relearn these things, man. I do not have so many friends. Most of you believe I do. I have quite a social network of friends, or I do not know, acquaintances, people I know, connections, call it whatever. But the very few people, those of you know who are out there and have told, you know what, you're my friend, I appreciate you. And those I've not told also, I appreciate all you guys. Even the people that have done the very worst to me, I love you guys so much. I'm not a fool. I'm not a fool. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And I love you guys. I have not lost probably not one either from the relationships we've had. But I love you guys because I've learned that some people will do this and other people will do that. But more importantly, I've rediscovered myself. At one point, I didn't think I would love again. I now know I can love. At one point, I didn't think I could be so selfless like you guys. When you're getting very serious. Guys, love yours. I don't know. This podcast has probably gone south. It's like, you know. But you guys, be intentional. Be true. If you have people in your lives, give them as many chances as you can. I've reached a situation in my life where I would treat a friend or a loved one as a parent. You see, with parents, I've messed up so much myself. I've messed up so much. Parents have gotten angry at me. I know instances where my father's told me, you know what, you're now like on your own, like do what you want because clearly you're not listening to me. But the beauty about this is my mom will tell me, your father loves you, you just have to act right. And I've acted right, after knowing that, you know, this is where the problem was. But it came with me acknowledging that, you know, my parents, I'm angry at them because I haven't done some things right, a lot of things right. But my reactions, whatever I've done after realizing that they're not doing some things right, could have as well not been right. I plan on changing the name of this podcast from Conversations because I think I should call it In My Head because I'm always in my head and all these are things I think about when I'm sitting with you guys and you're saying, my last song with Barasha is no longer drinking, is like too sober, it's no longer fun. I'm always in my mind and I want for it to stop and be able to enjoy life with you guys because problem not the finish. Anyway. Every day different wahala. You guys, I'm like literally singing now. I said one thing and everything after that was coming right at me. So guys, I could have said so much, but love yours, always be forgiving and be true and intentional. Because then you can always feel bad about things. But you also know your intentions were right with someone. You treated someone right, you were true to them. And at some point when they're no longer in your lives like Paul, you're sad that they have gone, but you're happy that when you were together, it was nothing but love. You were true to them, you helped them when you can. You always wanted for things to be better. You had disagreements, but you did not let that get between you. You both got busy, but you did not let that get between the relationship. A lot of things happened, a lot of inconsistencies, a lot of ups and downs. But all I want you to know that is that when you hit rock bottom, the only way is up. Because you realize you cannot get any madder than you are. You cannot grief any more than you already have. So when you hit rock bottom, the only way is up. Do not let situations define you. Do not let the world break you. Always strive to be a better person. And guys, all these promises we make to people, they're like vows. The Lord will not be happy if you broke your vows when you got married and you broke your vows. Bro, I could say so much. And probably this time I'm going to give you like I've given you this episode which is like heartfelt. Then I'll give you one with like topics you guys like to listen to because, man, you guys also love some things that one has to be together. But I know. I really have content and I want to talk to you guys about a lot of other things that could entertain you. But I also believe the people that want to hear this, the people that are struggling with a lot, they do not have anyone to talk to. And they would listen to this and it would help them a lot. So what am I saying, guys? Love yours, definitely. Do not pretend like you do not love someone. Sometimes all a person needs to hear is, I love you. Like things could be going so wrong. And I just want to say I love you, and you're going to tell me you love me too. But this lost thing has taught me a lot, guys. people will come and go. Some will go for the right reason, some will go for the wrong ones. Some won't even have a say in how they go. They'll just go. Like, I would have wanted to stay. I went. Love yours. Make sure you love. If you love someone, do not stop yourself from telling them. Like if there's something you want to do, do it, my guys. Do it, because tomorrow is not promised. If there's a person you love out there, do not pretend like you do not. If you make plans, try the very best to be there. If you cannot, like, just make peace. Maybe things did not go right, you could not be there. Make it known that, you know, this is what I'm going to do. Do not let the people you love worry about you. Most importantly, when you're still here. Most importantly, when you have a choice to make and say, you know, I could do better and would all be better. No worries for me, no worries for the people that love me. At the very worst, if things are going bad, talk to these people. Tell them, you know, I'm going through this. Sometimes people, like you guys, let us even be genuine. If you love someone, it's not always them to check on you. Like, call them and tell them, you know what, Barasha, when I'm not feeling well, like, you did this and I do not like it. Like, I do not have to come and tell you, man, what did I do? And you obviously don't want to talk about it. You won't tell me, no, nothing. Then I'm going to stay here thinking, what did I do? Yeah, my guys, it's a lot of talk. It's a lot of... Love yours. Forgive. Always forgive. I know forgetting is hard. I really do know forgetting is hard. But it's not impossible. Like I told you before, love keeps record of no wrong. And let me tell you another thing is that friendship. For any friendship to be there, there should be interest, there should be commitment, there should be love. For any friendship. For any relationship to be there, there should be friendship. Which friendship has already come with these things. Submission, respect, compromise, tolerance, not so much. And also do not tolerate the things you think you'd not carry on, you think you'd not want to carry on with in your next life. Or, like, if you do not like something, do not stand it. You can only stand it for so long. And when you no longer can, do not try to convince yourself otherwise. The world is telling you, you know what, you can't tolerate this. Tolerance is good to a certain extent. To another, it's not. Communicate, guys. Always talk. Make things known. And guys, do not be alone. Do not be alone. Me, I'm a very big loner, by the way. But when things are tight, I want to go and meet my friend. There's a friend of mine that I want to meet all the time. I have problems. There's family that have become friends also, and I would want to be with those people too when I can't be with my friend. This friend is a very special friend, by the way. I highly regard this person and forever will. I do not know if they're listening in, any of the people, but I know there's lots of you out there listening in. So I'll be rebranding from conversations to in my head. Or something, I do not know, you guys can leave comments, but what I can tell you is be hopeful. They say that it's the hope that kills us, but it's also the hope that keeps us going, because without hope, you're clearly hopeless. That's just it. It has been nice coming back and talking and getting some relief off my chest. I did not say everything I wanted to say, but guys, be consistent. Love, intend, and also the truth will always set us free. I've told you before that you would rather have someone tell you what you need to hear, irrespective of the outcome, than what you want to hear, because it will make you feel better, or it will make you feel exactly how you want to feel, so you want someone to tell you that. But then what do you need someone to tell you? Someone needs to tell you what you want to like. This is not good. I know you like it, but it's not good and you have to drop it. Like someone told me I needed to stop drinking alcohol. The very first time I was trying to do it because, you know, this person doesn't want me to drink alcohol. And they're my friend. They would you know? So for the very first time I was doing it for this person, like, ah, this person, no one wanted me to drink alcohol. I don't think that person would feel good if they found out I drank alcohol today. So I would not, or maybe like, I would get tired of it and I'd drink like a cocktail. And I'm like, okay, I just had one cocktail yesterday. But then I started to remember that this is not helping me alone. This is not helping them. It doesn't only make them feel better that I'm not drinking. It makes me better. Like, I have good mornings. I do not have to wake up on hangover. My health is okay. I'm not blacking out in the bar. I'm not getting overly drunk. I've been there before. So after getting used to the idea, I'm like, okay, so this person really wanted better for me. But I also need better and I need to do this. So, man. I think I lost my way there. I do not know where the conversation is going. But it's been nice. Love, blessings, and always take care of yourself. Take care of your people too. Live life, guys. Do what you want to do, regardless of the consequences. Rather you have a friend that tells you what you need to hear than what you want to hear, because, wanna. Anyhow, guys, I'm here. I'm okay. You can always reach out. You see, what you tell yourself is what happens. And I'm telling myself I'm not depressed. I'm not worried. Paul is in a better place. I've learned what a loss feels like. I've taken a couple of L's, but I'll take the L's for a lesson, not for a loss. I do not lose. We do not lose around here, fam. So reach out to the people you love. Do not be scared. And girls, shoot your shots. There's never been, you guys are always talking about gender equality, this and that. And now it's time to shoot your shots if you have to. If you see a man and you like him, go for it. After all, I've empowered the girl child and I believe we're in position to do that. The Bible says, people like to relate to the Bible and say the Bible would say this and that. I believe that's the best way to go. In a world where things are changing though and you guys want gender equality, like, mean what you say. Like, there shouldn't be inferiority complex and this and that. Like, you like a guy, go for him. You want to take him out on a date, take him. And same thing for men, do not give up. The good people out there, I've met the best people in my life in the last few months, maybe since mid-December till recently. I've been meeting quite some people, decided, be out a little more. And some of these people have brought out the best in me. And I'm very happy. Honestly, I could have been sad. I'm very happy and I'm grateful for these people. And if you know you're one of those people, you definitely do know that you're one of them. I really appreciate. And we'll be starting a podcast this week. We recorded our first segment for Zagang Radio. This is like a one-off. I shouldn't even be saying this. Some of the things I've said in here will be in there too. Just like a trailer, easy. But thanks, guys. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be giving you another episode probably today, actually. I could release two at once because I feel like talking. I do not have so many people to talk to right now. I feel like talking, though. And my friend, if you're out there, I love you so much. I'll forever be part of you, and you will forever be part of me. I do not know if you get this, and if you're hearing this, it's not too late. I love you so much. Thanks, guys. Peace, love. I don't know. This is like the most uncoordinated podcast I've had, but it's all good vibes. It's all in my head. Peace and love. I'm really prolonging this so that I can do 25 minutes. Clean 25 minutes. It's 24 on some now. Yeah, ebyalanja bileta mu katunda kadako katunywe ko mu wendo gwa mazi. But you guys, I think I can get like a job at a TV station because city will be new. Like, anyhow, guys, it has been nice. And in the next episode, we shall, Okay, to the friends of Paul, he's in a better place. We all are. Inshallah, good vibes, peace. All in my head.